Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yer, let's get it, New York City. It's not fun. It sucks. Honestly, I don't even have fake energy for you. I don't have anything fake for you. I don't have any act, any shtick, anything to say about the putrid, absolutely weak performances that we have to sit and suffer through night after night. Man, they really spoiled the first night that baseball gets the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, the finals ended yesterday. Stanley Cup ended a week ago. So it's your time, baseball. It's your time, New York City, the mecca of baseball. The Mets come back home. The Yankees head out after winning a series. And I mean, I started off excited. I looked at MLB Big Inning, and I have MLB.tv, and I queued up. You know, when you watch MLB Big Inning, they put the four screens in one. So if you do picture-in-picture on Fubo TV that I use, you can see the entire league. You can flip through games. I was having a blast. Judge had a blast off the bat, where I'm thinking, here we go. Alan Winans, welcome to the show. And we all know it's a spot start. We all know Alan Winans is not a big lead pitcher. You could watch him throw. He did not have anything that would overpower you, but he was good in the beginning of the game. He was clean in the beginning of the game through the first three innings. And I'm not about to give you all a recap. You know what we're going to talk about. I already mentioned Judge's home run. That was it. It's a sad state of affairs for the New York Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, the team with this great run differential, this team that they talked about had torpedo bats. They were cheating. This team that they said was better than last year has this deep lineup. This team that got Giancarlo Stanton back. They've got so many bats, they can't fit them all in the lineup. Somebody's got to sit. But I don't know how many times we have to watch them get a runner on second base just to leave them stranded there. Get a runner on third just to leave them stranded there. How much can we talk about situational hitting? How much can we talk about small ball? How much can we talk about putting the ball into play? How much can we talk about approach? This is the New York Yankees. Come on. I feel like I'm losing my mind watching these games. You can't even get excited for these games. You start to feel like they have a chance and they're going to rally. You feel like they're going to do something. Of course not. 888-808-1019. I know you guys are going to bring Volpe right back down to be the whipping boy again. And it is what it is. Because the narrative from the weekend carries over. They rested Volpe on Sunday. And my take on it is scheduled rest is scheduled. Scheduled rest doesn't come off the schedule. Belly can have three hits. If he's got a scheduled rest day, he's out the next day. Judge could hit a homer in Kansas City game one, a homer in Kansas City game two, schedule rest, he's out that game. We'll pinch hit him late. Jazz can come back from being out a month and light the Guardians on fire, and then, we're schedule rest. Let's take him out, a 27-year-old guy that, you know, plays four games. And I don't know if you guys saw the clip on MLB with iShowSpeed, the streamer, and Jazz at Fanatics Fest. Jazz says something to the tune of, I should have challenged iShowSpeed to a race. I'll have to race him again when I'm healthy again. So Jazz is not even at full health right now. But anyway, it's besides the point. Like, tonight, that game is super frustrating because you see the Yankees get to their bullpen early. And me, silly me, stupid ass me, thinking that the Yankees are back and just want to believe that they've shaken off the scoreless streak of innings and the struggles at the plate. I'm like, oh, yo, let's go. Alan Winans still in the game? Let's go. We'll go against their bullpen, our bullpen versus their bullpen. Nada. Nada. Scott Barlow comes into that game. I'm not about to do a recap. You guys know it. Striking guys out. It's just pitiful. I don't care who comes into that game. Scott Barlow, Nick Martinez. These are Cincinnati Reds, bro. They're the fourth place team in the National League. I know they're a couple games over 500. I remember last year when they came to Yankee Stadium, Ellie De La Cruz, the phenom that he is, he had a similar thing going last year. Ellie De La Cruz, triples, homers, singles. He almost hit for the cycle tonight. He turns it up against the Yankees. He spoke about that last year in Yankee Stadium, how he knows this is the Yankees, everybody's watching. They had Let's Go Yankees chants ringing out at Great American Ballpark.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that's a bandbox, right? That's a, I'm hearing Dave Sims on the broadcast say that Ken Griffey Jr. refers to it as a half bath. Like, not a full bath. Like, that's a place that the ball flies out. And on a hot night like tonight, Judge was able to do it, but nobody else was able to do it. And you know what it was? Like, Goldie had warning track power. Volpe had warning track power. Both of those guys hit flyouts that would have been out in Yankee Stadium, but they came up just short of 370 in right center. And I felt like these guys, every opportunity they got, were swinging out of their shoes, trying to hit home runs. Especially when you got there late in the game, you felt like, okay, this is it. Belly bloops another one in for a leadoff double. Judge walks. It's like, yo, they're trying to give us the game. Here comes Stanton. He's due. Strikes him out. Gets him on a pitch low in the zone. Jazz, I don't know if he's healthy. I know he's trying to tie the game. Jazz strikes out. And then Volpe. Volpe right now losing his bat. That's the new Volpito. Watch out. Watch your faces. Watch your heads. Hopefully the net is there. I don't know why he keeps losing a bat. Paul O'Neill was talking about maybe he's sweaty. Maybe he's trying to keep his backhand on. Like, I don't know. It's just not good. It's not good right now. The fans are coming down on him hard. And then the way that that last play went, like, bro, you have to make a better throw there. You can't compound this stuff. You can't go from struggling at the plate to letting it cost you defensively. That's what happened with Francisco Alvarez, and they sent his ass down. Volpe fields that ball in the grass, fires it so far offline, the runner from second scores off a Trevi single. Shout out to my boy Trevi. Trevi's first walk-up song is I'm the King of New York, Mello. He came out to Pop Smoke and A Boogie, Hello. That's Judge's song. But I know he's a big Judge fan. I know his son is a big Judge fan. I had some moments with Trevi one-on-one last year. 888-808-1019. Nobody cares about your moments with Trevi. We're hurting right now. The Met fan is hurting right now. The Met fan needs something right now. You got the Juan Soto homer, but it wasn't to take the lead. Schwellenbach pitching into the seventh inning against the Mets. That's a swelling lock. The Braves are the boogeyman. Still, you got to hate the Braves if you're a Mets fan. You got to hate to see them on the schedule. You got to hate to see Ronald Acuna Jr. Mama, there goes that man. What a menace. What a menace. This guy hit that homer to dead center just like he did down in Truist Park last week. But this time, he's coming down the first baseline, and he does the Ja Morant, throws like a grenade bomb at the Mets dugout, then covers his ears. I'm like, oh. Then he's coming around second. He hit the Euro step. I'm like, this guy's showing off. And shout out to Jose Buto going up and in on him, but like, nothing you could do about it. I mean, after the Braves put up three, that was it. That was all they need in the third inning. After Ronald Acuna Jr. homered and Austin Riley tripled over, you better call Tyrone. After that ball goes over Tyrone Taylor's head. I mean, they didn't need anything else. They didn't need anything else. And like I said, you got the Juan Soto homer. Juan Soto is locked in. Juan Soto is trying to make the All-Star game. 888-808-1019. He's a me guy. He's a me guy. I told you he was going to make a push for the All-Star game. He was going to turn it on once it gets hot, which is too hot. It's too hot. 87 degrees in Citi Field. What was the game time temperature at GABP? 92 degrees at Great American Ballpark. Super hot. And nobody's making excuses for these teams. They scored three runs combined. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is pitiful. Pete Alonso, what's up with you, bro? What's up with Pete Alonso right now? Pete Alonso is the one Met that I'm never critical of. I got a ton of respect for him. But he's in a little bit of a bad one right now. And that last strikeout, he wasn't close. And he's had some opportunities here. You know, early in that game, I had noted, and you know, I'm tweeting some stuff out. It was Juan Soto with a one-pitch at bat. I think Pete with a two-pitch at bat. And Jeff McNeil saw seven pitches but couldn't do anything. And, I mean, when you look at the lineup, Jeff McNeil's got a bat fifth behind Alonso, 0-4. Tyrone Taylor batting sixth behind McNeil, 0-4. Jared Young, I know y'all are tired of Jared Young. I know Mets fans are tired of just not having a DH. How long can you have this universal DH for and not know how to use it right? Where's JD Martinez? Where's Candelita? Oh, we got a new OMG sign. It says La Familia, which means the family, if anybody didn't know that. They're really trying to embrace this Mets family, especially with Juan Soto. Like, hey, you're part of the family now. When you hit a homer, not only are you going to pose and look at the camera, you're going to hold this sign. Marte, get the sign. So good. A new sign. Maybe that's some new Mets mojo. At this point, you got to bring the Hamburglar in to throw out first pitch. Especially tomorrow. Because here comes Frankie Montas. I remember being at Derek Jeter night when Derek Jeter comes back to celebrate the Hall of Fame. Jeter throws out the first pitch, then hands the ball to Frankie the Yankee, and was all downhill from there. I don't know how it's going to go for y'all. Frankie Montas can't get people out in AAA. He can't get 19, 20, 21-year-old kids out. And the Braves smell blood in the water. They win tomorrow, and that stops the Mets from winning the series. They win tomorrow, and it's just bad. There's nothing good to report. There's no positives, man. There's nothing good for me to say. 888-808-1019. It sucks to have to sit down every night and be frustrated. It sucks to have to sit down every night and hope that they come through, hope that they make it happen, and it doesn't. And for the Met fan coming off of Sunday Night Baseball, the Lindor homer streak ends, and you know David Peterson didn't have it, looked like he might be hurt, and you're just kind of scuffling right now, and it seems like there's no end in sight. It seems like this thing is unraveling, and like when you look at, like the Mets are in a tougher part of their schedule, obviously, with the teams they're playing. They're not playing the Nationals anymore. They're not playing the Rockies anymore. And you got to get right here. But same thing with the Yankees. Like the Yankees got to get right here because July is not going to be any type of cakewalk. It's going to be unforgiving. And then you know, as hot as it is, August is going to be a scorcher. The dog days. Like I don't know. I'm searching. When are they going to break out of it? When are they going to have better at-bats? Yankees, go ahead. Y'all want to fire the hitting coach? Fire the hitting coach, because I'm not Johnny Baseball. I'm not baseball savant. But I'm like, these guys, they don't have a two-strike approach. They don't change their approach. They're swinging for the fences. We just need to put the ball in play. We got to get that run out. Like, everybody, I don't know, Boone, talk to these guys and say, hey, we don't need a homer right here. We got a runner on second. Got to get that run. Got to do everything to get that run in. The Reds did. The Reds lineup, you would think the Reds lineup was something, the way that they handled business tonight. Unfortunate. It's just an L, and it's like, how do you break out of this? You got Gavin Lux hitting homers. Jose Trevino getting off on these guys. Revenge game. He's found a new home. The Yankees go 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 on base. You can't even say that with the Mets. The Mets didn't have nearly as many opportunities against Schwellenbach, Iglesias, and Lee. And yeah, Brian Snicker, he played those lanes right for the two guys he would need out of the bullpen. I don't know what to tell you, man. You tell me. 888-808-1019. It just sucks to keep losing like this. It sucks to just keep finding new ways to struggle and to lose. We can't enjoy baseball, and now we're in this stretch where I said, hey, the NBA Finals is done. Hockey is done. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about the Jets and Giants, because this is whack. And no, we don't want to give up in June, and no one's giving up. But it's like, man, give me a break. Can these guys play like they did in April and May? Can these guys shake it off? They're both in bad ones, and there's so many individual players that are in bad ones. It's compounded. So we shall talk about it tonight. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. We call this KM to AM. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.